What if somebody vomits a whole lot? They're real sick. Would you have a different word for it then?
Yes. I don't know how to call that in English.
And what if the, if that was the case, you said they were sick where?
On the stomach, you mean?
And what do you say to somebody if you see them, you know, and you've been wanting to see them? You say, well, we'll be what to see you when you get here? We'll be
visited.
If you want to see somebody, you've been waiting to see them for a long time.
So what?
What would you say to somebody that called you and said, I'm coming to see you, mm-hmm. and you've been waiting to see them a long time?
Yeah. Well, what you say is, we kind of seen you for a long time.
So you'd say, I'm glad.
I'm glad you came in, or I'm glad to see you. That's what you mean?
You say something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say if a boy and a girl liked each other a lot, so they went to the priest and got...
Mm-hmm. When they become boyfriends, I mean...
And what do you do after that? You go to the priest and you get...
When they're courting you in, you would call them
After they've been courting, what do they do then?
They married.
And you might have a party or something, you know, after they were married.
Yes.
And, you know, people might get up and move around the floor. What would that be?
Celebrating.
What would that be, celebration be?
Celebrating or with a dance or...
What kind of dance would you have? You said you'd have an orchestra to play, but...
Yes, an orchestra to play.
What kind of dance would you have?
Mostly, you know, what time is waltz and polkas and summer square dancing.
Would you have any dances from Mexico?
Sir?
Any Mexican dances?
No, not usually. We just used to make a dance here in the community and invite the people, all the family there. Some kind of a get-together, you see, to celebrate the wedding.
And would you have any other name for it? That's a wedding celebration?
And what?
Are there any other kinds of wedding celebrations you've ever heard of? Any that you'd shoot guns at or anything?
Well, you mean a family celebration is what you mean.
What if a couple got married and one of them had been married before? Would you have any other kind of celebration?
No. They used to celebrate for anniversary, you see. The 25th and 50th anniversary, and things like that, is what they call a golden wedding, a silver wedding.
Well, now, why do people go to school? They go to school to get a what?
A what?
Why people go to school to get a what? What's the reason people go to school?
School?
The school. Why do people go to school? To get an
education.
And if you, after somebody goes to elementary school, they go to what?
What?
They go to high school in Zapata, you said, and then sometimes they'll continue into college, you said.
Yes.
All right, so when they get there, what do they sit at? What do you sit at in school to write?
Writing machine or typewriter or what?
Well, what did you sit on when you were in school?
I don't know how to answer that question.
What did you sit on when you were in school?
What?
What did you have to sit on?
Desk.
Did you have desks?
Yes.
Two of them would be what? You'd have one desk or five.
Or several desks, you mean?
And what would you call a building that was built just for books?
Library.
And then a building where you mail letters.
Post office.
And a place where you can stay overnight, a building you can stay overnight in a town.